It actually feels still strange to me if I have to address my boss or somebody else who's older than I am with the informal form.
Suddenly, I was in an environment which I was very much appreciated for what I am and for the things that I can do.
Nowadays, I personally feel that I don't have any disadvantage in comparison to any of my English colleagues. Actually, many of my patients and their parents do appreciate it very much of me not being English, and they appreciate very much, for example, some skills that are stereotypically German.
This is Working Abroad, and I'm Susan Fern. During this series, we're explaining how you can make working abroad a much more enjoyable experience. And you'll be surprised to hear what a team effort it's been. I've got Richard Cook, our cultural expert, here in the studio with me.
Hello.
And outside the studio, recording the programme, studio manager Jenny and a producer Paul. Say hello out there.
Hello.
Hi.
So we've all got different levels of responsibility and yet no fighting to get this programme made. Amazing. But life's not like that everywhere, is it, Richard?
Not at all, no. You've got different ideas about people's importance in different cultures, and that can get quite complex and interesting and cause some problems when trying to move from one country to another.
So what you're saying is how important you are in a particular society. Perhaps you're born with it, you can work towards it, or it's conferred on you.
Yes, that's right. You may be born into a particular class or caste, a particular family. You may make your own success, start your own company or work very hard in a large organisation and get to the top.
You're a self-made person.
Exactly. Or it may be that the society itself, the culture, awards you some kind of status because it feels that you deserve it. It could be because of some work you've done or something like that.
So you might get a medal or some kind of national honour.
That's right.
So in this situation, not everybody would be working in an equitable kind of team.
No, not at all. In some cultures, there might be somebody standing to one side and giving clear instruction rather than mucking in as we might do.
So, in this programme, we're looking at status, how status might vary from country to country, and how it might affect the jobs that people do. And we've got the experience of four of our working abroad colleagues to help us. First of all, Chris, a doctor born in Germany but now working in England.
I think status is very important in Germany, especially being a doctor, a medical doctor. I think the medical profession overall in Germany has got a very high position in the social ladder, I think. So these things are different in this country and then different within the team. I think here in this country, it's not important for me being a doctor or not. For example, every patient names me Chris. Every parent names me Chris. My colleagues, they name me Chris. In Germany, this is completely different. In Germany, I am Herr Doktor, and I'm Herr Doktor for the nurses, for my colleagues, certainly for the parents, and this makes a difference, I think, in working style of everyday life.
Richard, what do you make of that, of Chris's experience as a German working in England?
Chris's experience in Germany is that his status as a doctor is very formal. It carries a great deal more formality and it impacts on the way he communicates with people. In the UK, much more informal kind of culture, probably as a result of American influence. And interestingly enough, he's comfortable with that.
So in Germany, he's a doctor, he's somebody very respectable, and in England it's not quite the same, that's what he's saying.
But that's quite normal. That would be a kind of change you'd look out for, particularly from a professional perspective. We tend to be a more informal culture. It's very common now for people to use first names, even dress down Fridays in companies and organisations. So we're getting more informal. And I think, on the other hand, in Germany, things have still remained pretty formal. And status and so on being conferred, you're going to have a much more regulated and structured and formal situation in a German hospital.
But it sounds like if you're someone who's going to work abroad in a different culture, this could be really quite difficult.
I think it could be. You need to look out for it. Your status as a professional may radically alter moving from one culture to another. A teacher, a doctor, an engineer, a lawyer. There will be sometimes major or just subtle changes, and you need to look ahead to see what those changes might mean for you. And can you manage those changes?
I was very shocked when I was a teacher working in Japan to be so respected. I wasn't used, for example, to getting this kind of respect in the UK.
Now, that's a good example. And likewise, when Japanese teachers come over to the UK, they may find that they are treated more casually or more informally, and that in itself may also be a bit of a shock.
Right, from medicine to music then. Supposing you're doing some kind of casual or part-time job just to support your music, you're in a band. Are there differences in how easy it is to get time off work? Here's musician Adam with his experience.
In Poland, when you start working, your boss, he thinks that you must work, yeah? So work is more important than other things. So when you need a day off or 2 days off because you go play gigs or you have rehearsal, so it's difficult to get this day off because boss is not happy with this. He says, so this is money, and he's not agree with this. So in England, it's different. Yeah? If I need day off, it's not a problem. If I play a gig or going somewhere, it's not a problem with this.
Right, Richard, Adam there finds it's easier to get time off in England than it is in Poland. What do you make of that?
Well, I think there's a number of things going on here. You've got a difference in social economic conditions, which is always going to be a factor. You've got Poland that clearly has a more professionalisation of such things as bar work, restaurant work, and therefore his status would be, in a sense, higher. In the UK, much more informal culture, a lower status for such kind of work, and therefore it's easier to get time off.
So it's dependent on economic situation, cultural attitudes and so on, those kind of factors.
Yes, all of those factors will impact on how that job is seen and also how much you have freedom within that role to be able to do other things.
So that's another thing you should find out about before you go to work in another culture.
Certainly, certainly.
You're listening to Working Abroad from the BBC World Service, the series for people who want to work abroad. Today we're looking at status. Federico is a businessman from Argentina, but now he's working in Germany. Two very different cultures, so how's he finding working life?
There is kind of like a ladder where there is a hierarchy, and especially when you negotiate your compensation package, you are put up in a matrix and your career develops according to that matrix. That's very, very much a German thing. That doesn't happen in Argentina. That's not what's happening in London or America. Here it's like you got the matrix and your salary is raised by X percent next year and like everything is planned like that. I think in other cultures what you get is what you deserve many times. Here it's like more structured, and also you can see people in German companies stay forever. There's a lot about loyalty to the company. That doesn't happen in other cultures.
So, Richard, there's Federico. He's from Argentina, but now he's trying to fit in Germany, and it's not that easy sometimes, is it?
What he's experiencing is the very structured system that you have within German business organisations, and he's having some trouble getting a handle on that, if you like. And then he's comparing it back, of course, to much looser organisations. I think this is one of those things that you find when you move from one culture to another. The things that give you success or the things that you need to do to be successful can vary greatly. Clearly, he believes that hard work on your own merit is more the norm in his own country and perhaps the UK. But in the structured Germany situation, he's kind of fitting into something that's already there.
And is he using the wrong techniques?
Well, he may get frustrated, of course, trying to be very competitive when it's not considered necessary or maybe even considered detrimental.
So in Germany, he might be perceived as unnecessarily competitive according to the cultural rules.
Yeah, going beyond what is needed to do the work, maybe even upsetting people by doing so.
There could be problems with this. I mean, you have to be really careful then, don't you?
Well, what gains you success and therefore the status in one culture can radically alter, despite the consistency of profession, when moving into another.
Right, well, let's hear about another example as we turn to our German finance analyst, Miralda. Miralda works in France, but she deals with many different countries. And she's discovered that they all seem to like to present themselves in their own special way.
Titles do play a different role in different cultures. For example, I've seen quite a few times that Germans have put their PhD title on their email address or on the IBM address book. But having said that, Italians are called dottore, like anybody who went to university is called dottore. But these are all university-related titles, whereas with Americans I've seen more work-related titles. So they put like vice president, director or something. So that's, I think, a bit of a different approach.
Richard, we're talking about the importance of titles here, whether that's your academic qualifications or your job title or whatever. What's the story here?
You need to introduce yourself. It's part of your identity. People will understand who you are. And in cultures where it's a very structured situation, your title or your business card title or your PhD will provide the status immediately. If you don't have those in those cultures, then you really are at an enormous disadvantage.
Is that the case everywhere?
Not at all. The alternative side, of course, is the US-UK, where, again, you've built yourself up, you've developed your own success. Therefore, your job title, vice president or head of this or head of that, that's going to really stand for a lot about what's going on for you and give you that status.
And finally, Richard, what's your tip for understanding and working with status?
Find out the appropriate way to be respectful and effective in that particular culture. It may be using a title, it may be talking about your university or relationships, but make sure that you follow that culturally defined route.
Richard Cook, thanks very much indeed. And so another programme draws to a close. It only remains for me to say join us next time for perhaps the most important aspect of working abroad, relationships. But before we go, here's Federico again, with some advice on how to get the most out of working abroad.
Of course, everywhere you have problems. Even if you move to what you think is the best country in the world, you also have problems. It's up to you whether you want to look at the glass half empty or half full. If you take an approach of a glass that is half full, then it's good because you are looking always to the future. If you take an approach that is half empty, you are always looking at the past. And it's good to know the past, but considering the future.